"It could be your hat if you want it," says Eddie, and then holds out his cup. "Here, I brought you hot chocolate." "No more twins," says Jake. "There's only one hat, do you not see?" Before she can reply, a voice speaks out of the air and the dream begins to unravel. 19, says the voice. "This is 19. This is Chasset." With each word, the world becomes more unreal. She can see through Eddie and Jake. The good smell of hot chocolate is fading, being replaced by the smell of ash, Wednesday, and leather. She sees Eddie's lips moving, and she thinks he's saying a name, and then... 11. "Time to get up, Susanna," Roland said. "It's your watch." She sat up, looking around. The campfire had burned low. "I heard him moving out there," Roland said, "but that was some time ago. Susanna, are you all right? Were you dreaming?"
"Yes," she said. "There was only one hat in this dream, and I was wearing it."
"I don't understand you." Nor did she understand herself. The dream was already fading, as dreams do. All she knew for sure was that the name on Eddie's lips, just before he faded away for good, had been that of Patrick Danville. Chapter 5. Joe Collins of Odds Lane. 1. 3 weeks after the dream of one hat, three figures, two large, one small, emerged from a tract of upland forest and began to move slowly across a great open field toward more woods below.